swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Avengers Infinity War. It's heating up the internet like an Aussie Christmas. Got fans scrambling for Easter eggs like the middle of March. But does the epic hype of the third Avengers movie really live up to its name? Infinity War is a superhero team-up movie of gigantic proportions, to say the least.
Feel so desperately that you're right.
The usual suspects are all there, plus a heap more. There's Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange. I'm not going to name them all. But it's also a team up with the Guardians of the Galaxy crew.
Who the hell are you guys?
And they're linking up this time around to stop Thanos. If you're not up to scratch, he's a supervillain who's basically a 3-meter-tall human thumb. And they're trying to stop him from some seriously sought-after rocks.
I only ask that you take this matter seriously.
As for the plot, it's all right. Like, it follows a pretty conventional, let's ride in this ship and make self-referencing inside jokes and banter for an hour. And the second half is just kind of a lot of silly, silly boom, boom, crash, crash explosions and, well, the war. But look, there's a bunch of stuff that makes this adventure really fun. Whether it's the glossy and bright action shots that get you going, the CGI is more colourful than your awkward Aunt Jill's fave sweater, so it's seamlessly slick, to say the least. But if flashy action isn't your thing, you'll find a lot of love coming from the witty inside jokes and sharp dialogue made possible by its writers. You can thank the Russo brothers for that one. They're the guys behind a bunch of classic Arrested Development episodes.
I'm afraid I just blew myself.
But although there's something everyone can find to enjoy in the Avengers, it also seems to be its fatal flaw, because it's just incredibly busy and really, really long. I mean, you just get the impression they were trying to cram so much into this film. Like, it's got to be somewhere between that 55-minute pure action sequence that can just be a little bit numbing. And the only thing that seems to snap you back into focus is when you recognize someone and go, oh, it's that guy. Oh, hey, it's her. There are superhero movies made for super fans and superhero movies which seem to be made for nobody at all.
No!
Avengers Infinity War is clearly a superhero flick for everybody. At times this works, and at other times its excessiveness works a little bit against itself. Avengers Infinity War, it gets 3.5 out of 5.
Triple J.